Okay, so I'm turning the tables here on Chris Mason from BBC News, who's down in Falmouth, and I'm kind of interested in what you're doing down here.
Yeah, I guess we're trying to an extent, make a virtue of the entirely arbitrary. We decided that in our coverage of not just the budget, but also the economic picture, the economic temperature, if you like, around the country, that we would pick two places that are different, that are a long distance apart, but will be feeling the effects of the economic changes in the same way as so many other places. So Falmouth being one, and Chorley in Lancashire being the other.
Okay, and now that you're here, looking at this wonderful view here, can you imagine that this is one of the most deprived areas in the country?
It's the really striking thing, isn't it? I say this as a Yorkshireman, as somebody who wouldn't claim to know a great deal about the southwest of England, and someone who came here as a kid on holiday and has this image in my head of exactly what I'm looking out on now, a picturesque harbour, the little boats bobbing up and down on the water, the very, very relaxing spring breeze in the air. And it doesn't feel like a place that would have the poverty that you might associate with inner city Birmingham or inner city Leeds or inner city Bradford. And I guess, you know, that's one of the aspects of the things we're going to try and tap into in this ongoing association with Falmouth, really.
So this is not just for today?
It isn't, no. Our aim, as a result of this managerial idea of picking up a dart, throwing it at a map of the UK and it landing on Falmouth, is that we wouldn't just come here for the budget, although we're doing a lot of coverage here in the next 24 hours and have been doing all day stay on budget day, but to keep on coming back to Falmouth. The idea being, if you like, that we have an ongoing conversation with people here at all levels of society. Anyone who's willing to talk to us, we're willing to talk to them, really, and we'll do that over the next few months, hopefully for the next year or so, to just try and establish a sense for our audience around the country of how things are here, and so that people can follow the fortunes, positive and negative, of how things are here economically for people in the southwest of England.